T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Well, obviously it was not the Pitt football team that I'd like to see. I don't think we came out with the emotion that we could have. I thought we came out flat, and blame me for that, because we've got to come out, revved up and ready to go every week. After an emotional win like we had a week ago, sometimes it's hard to get them going, and I didn't feel it from the beginning. Obviously, we had a lot of guys playing the football game, to say the least. Backup quarterbacks, a couple tailbacks out. Like I said, we got the win. We found a way to get it done. But critical errors all over the place. 13 penalties. Ridiculous. Late hit out of bounds. Thinks he's inbounds. Maybe we got to brighten up the sidelines or something. Just little things here and there that stop drives. Way too many penalties. And we got a roughing the punter. Shake my head on that one. Just little stuff all over the place. But I was happy for Todd Sibley to get his opportunity to go out there and run it and get it done. Nick Patty made some plays when we needed to. Nice one down the pipe there with Valik. And then Taysier made some great catches at the end to put us ahead. So, questions?
At what point this week did you know you were going with Nick Patty?
You know what? Really game time. I just don't think, Kenny was 100%, thought all week that he was going to be able to go. But I did warn our kids. I did warn our kids from, earlier in the week that, hey, I don't care who goes. I wanted to make sure there wasn't a letdown. Maybe there was a letdown. Maybe everybody thought Kenny was going to play. I've gone through that in the past. Back when I was at Cincinnati, we all thought Gino Gadulli, who's the quarterback coach at Cincinnati, was going to go. And last game of the season, and he didn't go. I think everybody was in shock. So I, prepared myself. You learn as coaches and players from your mistakes and things you did in the past. Really a game time decision.
Can you take most of the first-string snaps during the week?
Kenny didn't take many snaps at all. To be honest with you, I think most of the media was out there on Tuesday and saw that he didn't practice at least earlier throw a ball. Nick took most of the reps the entire week with Jeff George as well.
Could Kenny have played if necessary, Pat?
You know what? If necessary. I mean, the most important thing is his health, and it's a long season. I was glad Nick was able to get out there and make some plays. It's going to make us that much stronger as the season goes on. And same thing with the tailback position. We were banged up this week, period. And it was just good to get some twos out there and let them go play. Again, I'm just going to, I'm going to say the same thing. It comes down to health, and I don't want to put anybody in harm's way. He goes out there and tweaks it again. We'll all be kicking ourselves in the tail. So I thought we could go out there with Nick Patty and win the football game, and we obviously did. Not in a pretty manner, but we got the W.
The Davis guys, were they taking reps this week at running back?
No. You said this week, will they, or next week? Or did this week?
Did they this week?
No, they did not.
Why
didn't he play? Where's Jerry at? Jerry, tell him. Could you tell him?
We'll talk later.
Get him later. But, he wasn't ready to go. I mean, he didn't get suspended, I'll tell you that. He's banged up. And, again, we had a physical game a week ago. Everybody's happy we got a win, but we were banged up a little bit going into this game, period. We'll figure it out this week. If I knew that, I'd have a nice crystal ball in front of me. I don't have a crystal ball.
That may be the last injury question. Jason Pinnock, you said Monday would play. Did something happen midweek to him?
He's banged up. I thought he would. I can't. Jay Stocker was out as well. I mean, we were down a few guys. Chase Pine was out as well. So we had a lot of guys that got an opportunity to play today. And we'll worry about the guys that got out there to play. They want those opportunities. They get those opportunities. We'll watch the tape and find out what they look like. Probably the energy and the emotion that we had or didn't have, and the penalties drive me nuts.
Pat, do you feel like your defense, other than the two short fields, kept you in the game for a long portion of the game?
They really did. That's a good offense. That quarterback, I think we got him sacked 6 or 7 times, and and we missed him four or five times. That guy's a football player. You know, he was at Georgia to start off with and went to junior college and came out. He's a football player. And, you know, I think I, you know, told you guys that earlier. He can scramble. He likes to scramble to his right. We knew he liked to scramble to his right. I don't know how many times he scrambled out to his right and made some plays with his feet. So he's a good football player. They'll win a lot of football games this season. Well, Taysir Mack helps every quarterback that's on the field for sure. He's a playmaker, but, you know, I think he played solid for his first start. I mean, remember this, it's a lot different starting a football game as opposed to jumping in there. You know, there's a pregame nerves, and I don't know if he knew he was going to start or not. I didn't know. You know, he looked sharp in pregame, and I think he did, you know, an admirable job. We'll go back. I mean, he throws a pick, which obviously he can't do. There are two touchdowns again, guys. I can count the touchdowns. I mean, go back to Virginia. They had three touchdowns they scored in a game, and they were all – well, you know, 17, 27, and 29 yards. And today we got a 21-yard drive for a touchdown on a 41-yard drive. So our defense obviously played pretty darn good. You know, they bent, but they didn't break. We got to do a better job in sudden change situations. So we'll have a sudden change period on we may have two sudden change periods on Tuesday. We're gonna play better sudden change defense.
Are you concerned with where the running game is right now?
I mean,
three quarters,
it wasn't there. Yeah, you know, again, it is what it is. You know, we've been throwing the ball better. They were dropping eight at times, and then we started getting the run game going. I think, like I said, Sibley did a good job. I'm always concerned. You know, last year I was concerned with the passing game. This year I'm concerned with the run game. So it's, you know, nothing's ever perfect. We'll just continue to work at it and get better.
You get down and then you get backed up, and you know, Patty led that 90-yard drive. I mean, what's that say about his – again, playing, like, super well at that point, a lot of pressure. You don't want to lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
Did he stay cool throughout that whole process?
He really did. He stayed cool. He was composed. You know, he didn't take any sacks today and made one really bad decision. You know, it's protect the football, and we'll have a chance to win every football game if we do that. You know, we didn't get any turnovers again today defensively. We had a chance early and missed an opportunity and give them credit.
Yeah, without so many big guys, I mean, it might be hard to kind of evaluate how the team did as a whole. But what did you learn, if anything, after today?
Well, again, we got you know, we got a character football team that found a way to win. I mean, there's some teams will find a way to lose. Our kids, you know, held in there, made one more play that they needed to, and we made that final drive. You know, again, it was a heck of a job by our offense, and our defense hung out and continued to play and got three and outs when they needed to.
When you found out all these guys that didn't play weren't available before kickoff, how did that affect how you felt about this game?
Well, Kenny was the only one I found out about before kickoff, really. You know, the rest of them I knew. You know, I knew we were going to have to step up. I talked to Heather earlier in the week and said, you know, we're banged up. And I mean, you know, it's kind of what we thought we would be. And again, you're just looking for guys to make opportunities, you know, maximize our opportunities. And like I said, Todd Sibley did that today. And I think Patty made enough plays to win.
Anything final? Coach, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.